But joining us now is Jorge Ramos, who's an anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision and author of A Country for All, an Immigrant Manifesto. Jorge, good morning. You know, the reason we asked you on the program is because Congress has decided to proceed with the so-called DREAM Act, which would extend legal immigration to individuals who are under 30 years old, entered the country before they turned 16, have spent at least 5 years in the United States, have a high school degree, and have gone to college or have military service. Now, that sounds like a perfectly plausible path to some people for citizenship in the United States. The House, I believe, has passed this. It has absolutely no chance in the Senate. How does it make you feel that Congress is doing something that has almost no chance of passage?
Well, I think the House of Representatives did exactly the right thing, because we're talking about 2 million students who essentially feel American and who are really American. I mean, how would you feel if you're speeding, you're driving fast, then you get stopped and you get a ticket, but also your kids get a ticket? I mean, it wouldn't be fair, because you are responsible, but they are not responsible. We're talking about thousands of students who came here when they were only babies, when they were 4 or 5 years old, and who are not really responsible for coming in illegally to this country. So I think the Senate, I really cannot understand why there is not a single Republican senator who would be willing today to vote for the DREAM Act. And that's going to be – it's going to have lots of political consequences. If Republicans do not vote for the DREAM Act this morning in the Senate, Hispanic voters will remember in 2 years. And if Republicans want to get the White House back, they won't be able to do it without the Hispanic vote.
Well, that's one possible political consequence. I would think another possible political consequence, Jorge Ramos, would be that it just reinforces a sense of cynicism. Whether a Republican or a Democrat is in the White House, Congress seems unified on one thing. They don't deal with immigration, period.
And that's exactly, you know, a few years ago, and we also about it a few months ago, there was a consensus that we needed immigration reform. It is incredible that the most powerful country in the world, the States, would not treat 11 million people in a fair way. I mean, yes, they broke a law, but also thousands of Americans and thousands of American companies hired them. So we're also responsible for them coming to this country. We're doing nothing, absolutely nothing about that. And then on the other hand, I think there's a new sense that we don't have to do anything, that this attrition through enforcement works, and that Latinos and Hispanic undocumented immigrants would eventually go back to the country. It is 7 million right now, and as soon as the message goes to Latin America that this country is coming back economically, they'll be coming back. So we're going to have to do something about it. A solution is urgent, but we're doing nothing. So since we can't get immigration reform, the DREAM Act is what we call Plan B. But even Plan B is not working. I am an immigrant. I came to this in 1984, and this country has given me all the opportunities that my country of origin couldn't give me. But now I can't believe that this country is not doing exactly the same thing for other students like me.
We're talking with Jorge Ramos, anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision, speaking with us on some fairly sketchy cell phone infrastructure down in Miami, Florida. I got most of what you said there, Jorge. Before we go, what form politically would a sort of backlash take against Republicans who don't vote for the DREAM Act?
Yeah. I mean, if Republicans...
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what that might be. Jorge Ramos there, we lost his line. Anchor for the Spanish language television network, Univision, talking about the DREAM Act, passed by the House, unlikely to pass through the Senate. It offers a path to citizenship for immigrants who have gone to college or have had military service.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.